Welcome to the Venus Index podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Danielle Olausen, and she came in fourth place in our most recent contest. And so, well, congrats on the placing, first of all. And I guess we'll start where we normally start, is how did you find Venus, and what did you do before Venus?
Sure. Well, thanks, John. I actually found Venus through my mom. My mom was looking for a good program for me and my sisters to try, and she came across it on the internet and passed it along to us, and I said, what the heck, why not? So just kind of jumped on board with her and did it as a family affair.
Oh, that's cool. And what did you do before Venus? Or were you, like, what's your sort of history with diet and fitness?
Sure. Well, gosh, you know, it's kind of a chronicle in my life of diet and fitness. Me and my mom growing up, she was always trying to get back to her pre-baby body. And so, you know, you want to be like your mom. So I'm like, oh, well, she's into diet and fitness, I'm going to be into diet and fitness. So I did a lot of things with her, and just stuff like Slim Fast and cabbage soup diet, the old favorite. We did Weight Watchers together, and that probably actually had the most effect. I lost about 20-25 pounds with that and kept it off for a long time. But lately, I guess, I was just trying to fix overeating with doing a lot of cardio, and of course that doesn't work.
Yeah. So, okay, and so how long ago did you have the success with Weight Watchers?
We did Weight Watchers my senior year of high school, which is 10 years ago, yikes. I graduated in 2003. So we did it my senior year because my mom wanted me to, you know, go into college feeling confident and not dealing with any kind of diet and all that sort of thing. So we did that, lost about 25 pounds, and I kept it off most of college. Mm-hmm. And then when I graduated and started working and just life stresses and stuff, it kind of crept back on, and here mm-hmm. we are.
Yeah, and then I guess were you more active in college as well, or?
Yes, I did. I swam a lot my freshman year, and then, you know, just always whatever, walking and biking, cardio again. No, never any weightlifting, just
right,
I'm the cardio queen. So.
And then, so you said the next time you were sort of thinking of losing weight, you kind of now you said you went straight to a cardio approach. Now, did you just not want to try Weight Watchers again? Did you not realize why wouldn't you have tried that again? Like, what was the thought process there?
You know, I did. I actually tried it again for a little while. Uh-huh. But as you know with Weight Watchers, because it's calorie counting and they don't do reverse taper, the more that you lose, the less and less you get to eat. And
oh, no, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Explain that to me. I don't know how I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so you have whatever your height and your weight is. You get calculated a certain amount of calories that they convert into points.
Uh-huh.
And then the more weight that you lose, the less and less amount of points you get to eat. So it's harder and harder, at least for me it was, to maintain it the more that I lost.
Get out of here. I didn't know yeah. I didn't know. I can't believe I didn't know that. I totally just learned something today. So... Oh, so you kind of knew that was coming from your last time, and you're like, oh, this is going to be tough. It was like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love food.
so do we all, right? Right. Oh, man. Oh, well, then, yeah, obviously, if you're tapering down, that's... So I guess...
It's rough.
Did that set you up with the belief that, oh, man, this always just leads to eating less?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So then, I get it. Now I get where the thought process comes from to be like, well, why not do cardio instead? But then you said that didn't necessarily work.
No, it didn't. And so I would oscillate back and forth between the same 10 pounds, gain, lose. And,
yeah.
You know, I never learned maintenance, and that's something really important to me. So when my mom showed me this program, I thought, well, that's the ideal. That's what I want to learn, is just to get to the weight I want and maintain it and stop this cycle.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's the whole point. So, what gets you to the point where you're actually going to enter the contest?
Well, to be honest, the contest was really the icing on the cake. That's what really drew me in, because I mean, you know, when you've tried so many different programs, you're like, oh, here's another one. You know, all of these promises, and is it going to deliver? Am I wasting my time?
Yeah.
You know, all of that. And, you know, am I going to end up gaining more than I lose in the end? And but the contest was really inspiring because I have a hard time with follow through. I'll do something, I'll stick to it for about a month, maybe 6 weeks, and then I'm like, ugh. I'll just go back to the way I was. You know, it's too much work.
Yeah.
And the contest, though, was great because, like, okay, you have to be accountable for this. It's 12 weeks to give it everything you have. Anyone can do 12 weeks and stick to something, really, you know, solidify those habits and taking those before and after pictures and measurements. And it's like, you know what? Let's do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that I did.
Now, is this the first time you've done anything like this where you had to do before and after pictures?
Yes.
Okay. And what'd you think when you... So what was it like taking the before?
Oh, gosh. That was a nightmare. my poor husband. No. I'm like, okay, I'm joining into this contest, and I need these pictures taken. And he's going, what in the world, you know? But it was definitely an enlightening experience. And I love it because you see how far you've come. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're looking at yourself every day in the mirror, you don't necessarily see it. It's like, oh, a little here and there. But, you know, to really see those before and after pictures is huge.
Mm-hmm. And then with our program, with the weight training, is that like the first time you've done weight training? Or because you said you used to be the cardio queen. What's your experience with weight training?
Well, you know, I had tried some weightlifting just in machines and things like that from belonging to gyms. But, I mean, you go in, you have your personal trainer, you know, for the first couple weeks, and they show you everything in the circuit, and, you know, and do it for a few weeks. I'm like, oh, gosh, I don't know, this is boring. I'll go back to my group fitness classes. So I was familiar and everything, but it wasn't something that I gravitated towards. So this was the first time that I stuck with the weightlifting program, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And then did you just follow just the base program 3 times a week, or did you do anything different?
Yep, I did the program 3 times a week. And then we have classes here called body pump. I don't know if you guys have them out where you're at. Okay, yeah, so I would do body pump as well on the days when I felt like going out to the gym and not just doing the home program. And it kind of takes you through a whole body weightlifting similar, so... Yeah, so, kind of a combination of the two.
Well, that's good. And how many body pump classes did you get in a week, like typical?
Two.
All right. So you're doing, so that's pretty good. You're doing like about 5 workouts a week then.
Exactly. Yeah. So it was great. It became a lifestyle. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And that didn't feel like too much?
No.
And no other sources of cardio at all, just the Venus workouts and body pump?
I am actually a Zumba instructor, so I teach 2 classes a week.
Oh, okay. So
and that
stayed consistent as well.
Yes.
Okay, so you get a pretty good volume of work going there, and that was manageable. You didn't feel like you were overdoing it at any point.
No, I mean, really, the weightlifting. Once you get into the groove of it and you get used to that soreness the morning after and everything, it's kind of almost addicting. And so, you know, I'm already doing cardio. You know, at the gym, so it's like, why not do a body pump class while I teach my Zumba class and then do my home workouts on the opposing days, and yeah, it's just 5 days a week.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then, so that's a good explanation of all the workout half of it. What about the diet half, like you said, the reverse taper pattern of the calculator, and what'd you think of the way that part was structured versus, I guess, your previous experience with Weight Watchers?
Well, it was definitely very enlightening. I wasn't sure that it was going to work because it's like, well, how are you going to maintain when you're eating more in the end? And that's probably the hardest part of doing the 12 weeks and really learning this method is kind of unteaching yourself all of those things that you've heard over the years. Because that was a completely new concept to me. But, yeah.
And then as far as food selection, were you hoping that we would tell you what to eat versus just giving you the freedom to choose just within our kind of ranges?
No, I appreciate the freedom to choose because I mean, gosh, with everything with life, work, school, you know, you're constantly running around, and some days you can have it completely structured and you know exactly what you're eating, and other days you kind of have to tailor it to fit your lifestyle. But if you have that calorie allotment and you know these are my calories, then, you know, when I'm done, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You can suit it to your lifestyle. So I really appreciate that freedom.
Yeah. And did you do the weekly thing where you kind of calories, you structure them on a weekly basis? Like, did you have days where you ate up more than others as far as, like, did you follow the exact eat up day protocol, or did you do it on the weekends? Like, how'd you do that?
I just followed the protocol exactly as you guys had it on there. So I wrote myself out a little spreadsheet, and I would just know, you know, every 5 days you get your eat up day, or if you're on the 2-to-1, and I just followed it straight from the program.
No, good. That's really nice to hear, because people always want to tinker with it. It's nice to hear when people just follow it straight through. Yeah. So as far as, like, people you kind of let in on this, I'm sure your mom knew about it. Was there anybody else you sort of recruited to help you out? Or at least that you shared it with? Because I know people have some, it's kind of hit and miss who you want to even tell that you're doing this.
Exactly. I actually just did it with my mom and my sister, and then, of course, my husband knew about it. But otherwise, I really didn't tell a lot of people, because I found in the past that you have some people who are supportive of it, and they think it's great, you know, you're doing this lifestyle change, and then you have others that are immediately like, no, you're perfect the way you are, don't change anything, just be happy, why do you need to try?
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't want to deal with all that, I guess, this time around. I really wanted to give 100% and kind of not be swayed. So I just kept it with my family, and of course, once you lose 15, 20 pounds and everyone notices, then kind of the word starts to get out. But
mm-hmm.
I guess officially I didn't actually start to tell people until maybe about a week and a half ago.
Really? And so did people start saying stuff at the gym?
Yes, absolutely. My students are like, you're just shrinking. You look so tiny. What's going on? And you know, I just always say, oh, I'm eating clean and, you know, lifting weights, that's new for me and it's doing great things for my body. But, of course, again, the more and more you lose, they want to know exactly what's mm-hmm. going on. So I wrote some stuff on my Facebook page and kind of gave them the links so that they could look at it and get an idea of what it was. And I've only gotten positive feedback, so that's been really nice.
So you said you ate clean. Did you feel like you couldn't really come right out and say, well, you know, you have to, it's a calorie thing and you have to actually kind of look at, did you kind of avoid telling people that?
Well, I guess by eating clean, I mean, I want the most bang for my buck. And I know if you are eating veggies and fruit and, you know, whole grains and things like that, you're going to get a lot farther on those 1,000 calories than you would if I'm eating chips and ice cream and other
right.
things like that.
Right.
And I mean, and those things are great too. And yeah, there are certain days where it's like, you know what, I would rather have, you know, some chips than nice piece of lean fish. But I definitely would go for the quote unquote cleaner foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it's too cumbersome to try to explain to people that, well, technically you can eat different food. Like, that's like a discussion to have later once they really understand what you're doing.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well then, pardon me. So, towards the end, you look at your pictures. So, what's your plan moving forward now that you've come this far?
Well, I'm just so excited that I want to keep going right now. I haven't actually started moving into the final phase yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to kind of follow along with the next challenge and get down to my Venus ideals and then move into maintenance mode. So.
Mm-hmm. And what did you think of the idea of the Venus ideal, like the idea that it's eventually just a shape and not a weight? What'd you think of that?
I think that's one of the best parts about the program, because people are different. There are people that are just going to be a little bit heavier but still fit into those ideal shapes.
Mm.
And I think that's important, because when you're just striving for a number on the scale, that can kind of get dangerous sometimes, and it might not be your ideal to be at the low end of your ideal necessarily. So
yeah,
I think it's a good thing to focus on your strength, your size, your shape, and that ideal, and kind of take focus so much off of the pounds.
Yeah, and that's a trap a lot of people fall into, and then they may even get to the weight they were hoping for and still not have the look they want, and then be like, well, that didn't work.
Exactly.
All right, well, what's your advice to other women who are, looking to get in shape, but they haven't taken the jump yet?
Well, I'd say wait until you are ready for it. You know in your heart when you're ready for a lifestyle change. So really listen to yourself, and when you make that decision, go for it 100% and surround yourself with supportive people. And know that every day isn't going to be great, but you have that controlled stumble forward, as you guys say. And as long as you're having more good days than bad, you're going to reach your goal at some point. So just take it step by step and don't make it more complicated than it needs to be.
All right. Well, that was pretty well said. I think that's a good place to leave it. What do you think?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, congrats on the placing and good luck moving forward. So for Daniel
Thank you so
Olausen,
much.
and I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.